This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Next week, astronaut Scott Kelly is scheduled to return from the International Space Station after being up there for a year. He won't be bringing much with him, and he departs a part of near space that these days is getting a bit trashed. The stuff we leave up there flying at 17,000 miles an hour in low Earth orbit is going to become a problem eventually. Luckily, a lot of smart people are thinking about this. Tiago Suarez is from the European Space Agency, or ESA, and he is one of them. Tiago, thanks for chatting.
Thank you.
So where does all this debris come from, and what kind of damage can it cause?
Debris comes mostly from old satellites that were left in orbit. Some of these objects actually either collided with other objects or just had some breakup due to internal energy that was not depleted.
How would one clean this stuff up? What might be a way? Are we just building a giant vacuum cleaner, or what are we doing?
Yeah, but there's vacuum already there, so it becomes a bit more difficult. No, we are thinking about using robotic arms, or we are also looking at other options, a bit more far-fetched, but still that we are really developing using nets, for example, or even harpoons.
Harpoons.
Let's say the most mature ones are the robotic arms and the net.
Why do we need to clean this stuff up?
Yeah, there are several reasons. There are more and more need to do collision avoidance maneuvers, objects that come your way and you have to move your satellite out of its orbit for a little bit to avoid the collisions. If the debris, if they are not big enough, they cannot be tracked. So you don't know if you are hit by, let's say, a 3-centimeter debris, it can cause the end of your mission because hitting in the wrong place, you could lose your satellite or at least lose some vital functions, let's say.
As we have more private companies working in space, should we be thinking about regulations for them to follow when it comes to, you know, creating more debris or cleaning up after yourself, so to speak?
I think at the moment, most of the public agencies around the world, space agencies, they all follow guidelines or even regulations. For example, in France, there is actually a law for space operations that makes mandatory to all the spacecraft operated from there to comply with certain rules to protect the environment.
And that includes private and public?
That includes private and public, yes. And I think that the natural way will be that more and more countries will try to enforce these regulations.
Tiago Suarez from the European Space Agency, or ESA. Tiago, thank you very much.
Thank you.